And you know, there's a family of testing tools, and I think Kent wrote the first one.
So which Kent was Beck, called SUnit.
Kent Beck wrote the first one, which was called SUnit, and
S for small talk.
That dates it. And it has kind of evolved into something called the XUnit framework. And there's an X is really kind of the language itself. And so going back 2 or 3 years, when the tech preview of the .NET framework came out, that's probably more than 3 years now, but the we got an idea of and actually Philip Craig, who at the time I think he works for Morgan Stanley right now, is he ported JUnit to .NET in so he ported the Java version, which I'd been familiar with when working with because I was a consultant working on J2EE applications. And so he ported JUnit to C Sharp. And I got involved because I wanted to learn .NET, and this was, you know, it's a really good, you know, it's an open source project. It's a really kind of interesting way of learning a language that has something that's deliverable. So I got involved. I wrote the initial user interface, and then over time it kind of evolved some more. By the time that the .NET framework version 1 was released, Philip has been, you know, was busy doing some other things, and myself and Alexei Vorontsov and Mike Tu, who both work at ThoughtWorks, I don't know if I should say that. We got together and we said we're going to redesign version 1, from version 1 to version 2, and with the idea that we would take advantage of a lot of the stuff that was in the .NET framework. So when Philip initially ported it, it was kind of a direct port. When we got involved, we said, all right, well, let's see what it would look like if we just said, let's take XUnit's kind of principles and say this is how you would implement it in .NET, or at least our impression of how you would implement it. So from there, it's been it's kind of been a roller coaster ride. There's been a lot of people who use it. There's been a lot of people who kind of build something like it and build things on it and so forth. So it's been fun. It's can be exhausting running an open source project that has a lot of users. So, but it's interesting because I get to interact. It probably has, you know, it's hard to tell. It has probably a core group of users of about 30,000. And there's been a community over time, a community's kind of built up around it. Initially we were answering all the questions. Now we answer very few of them, and there's a whole group of people who kind of take the frontline questions from the new users and so forth. So,
how did